Lakeland. On Thursday evening, 20 community members from across the Bonneville, St. Paul and Cold Lake areas were honored for their community commitment with Her Majesty's Platinum Jubilee Medals. David Hansen, MLA for Bonneville Cold Lake Street. Paul, hosted the intimate medal ceremony at the Bonneville Neighborhood Inn on behalf of the province of Alberta, where 16 exceptional Albertans and Lakeland residents were presented with a Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal. Today we are gathered to pay tribute to those who have given their time and talents in service to their communities, our province and our country, said Hansen, to those in attendance. Alberta's Platinum Jubilee Medal commemorates the 70th anniversary of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II's accession to the throne as Queen of Canada. Queen Elizabeth was crowned on June 2, 1953. Her Majesty was succeeded by her son King Charles III on September 8, 2022. Her Majesty has expressed her wish that Jubilee events be an occasion for enjoying a sense of togetherness and optimism about the future, which makes today the perfect opportunity to celebrate the achievements of people who make our community better, said Hansen. Turning back to the focus of December 1st ceremony, the individuals who make the Lakeland a better place to be, Hansen concluded, today's medal recipients lead rather than wait to be led. They tackle challenges head on. They see problems as opportunities instead of obstacles. The Platinum Jubilee ceremony that began with the singing of O Canada was concluded with the singing of God Save the King. As each Platinum Jubilee medal recipient was called up to receive their award, a brief statement highlighting each individual's contributions was read by MLA Hansen. Assisting to present the medals was Bonneville's RCMP Staff Sergeant Sarah Park. Colin Atkinson. Colin is the epitome of volunteer and youth development in multiple roles, volunteer firefighter, cadet officer and hockey referee. He juggles his work and family schedule to support his community for decades and responded to fire and medical assistance calls and cadet training throughout COVID-19. Vicky Brooker. Vicky is an amazing volunteer who keeps giving back to her community over the last 60 years. She has acted as a board member for numerous committees within Elk Point and area. As a newspaper reporter, she is the local historian. Vicky is young at heart and her love for the community is relentless. Pauline Cardinal Marr. Pauline has shown outstanding work promoting the Bonneville Friendship Center and Food Bank. Her hard work and dedication to helping the most vulnerable in our local community, even through COVID, is second to none. Bonneville is a better place because of people like Pauline. Penny Fox. Penny spends numerous hours volunteering, collaborating and navigating with community organizations and individuals. She has been involved with Community Futures, Champions for Change, St. Paul Search and Rescue, St. Paul Ag Society, Boys and Girls Club, and St. Paul Community Adult Learning Network. Gregory Hamill. Greg is a family man, business owner, local philanthropist, and honorary colonel of 1M's Four Wing Cold Lake. He is giving to his community through customer service, food bank donations, and support for countless community groups and events. He is a highly respected and deserving member of the community. Shirley Hordle. Shirley is an amazing community volunteer for various nonprofits and community organizations, including local junior hockey clubs, Hearts for Healthcare, Mudfest, Ag Society Bull-A-Rama, Feast on the Beach, Cold Lake Air Show, Cold Lake Legion and organizations fundraising for different causes like Ride for Dad. Larry Lambert, retired teacher and principal who has offered services to St. Paul Food Bank, Manawanis Native Friendship Center Society, Boys and Girls Club, Make-A-Wish Foundation, Alberta Council on Aging, NEARTA, coach, official in youth sports, development of Legacy Park. Larry is the epitome of volunteerism. Pastor Dwayne Mitchell. Dwayne is dedicated to the community, organizes and promotes community events while being socially distanced during COVID, gives countless hours by visiting his congregation, those in hospital and others needing counseling or assistance. He is a beacon of hope and inspiration to the community. Herman Poulin. Herman has sculptures in virtually every legislature in Canada, including the Treaty 6 sculpture in the Canadian Parliament. His works represent the history of our people, all nationalities, including Indigenous. He spends endless hours with children promoting the arts and donating his work locally. Darren Robson. Darren is an integral member of the AETE engineering support team, and his aircraft mechanical and electrical design expertise has enabled the successful completion of flight test programs on most of the RCAF aircraft fleets. He is a parent who offers school support and volunteers with Boy Scouts. Vic Sadlowski, an admired teacher and principal, who also tutored many students helping to prepare entry into post-secondary institutions. Vic volunteered countless hours to Bonneville Health Foundation events and the Bonneville Junior Pontiac's Hockey Club. He also gave considerable time working with victim services. Margaret Scheinbein. Margaret was born in London during World War II, was a Commonwealth nurse with Red Cross during the Biafra War before moving to Canada. She's been involved with community projects like Grand Centre Library, Food Bank, and started Trinity Christian School helping students and parents within the constituency. Dr. Alex Shepherd, Drive. Shepherd demonstrates exceptional leadership, strong medical acumen, and a high degree of synergy. She elevates those around her to be better clinicians, greater advocates for patients, and an exemplary role model for women and the Métis population. A champion for patients in the four-wing community. Elsie Smith. Elsie, who recently celebrated her 102 birthday, has had a lifelong commitment to community service volunteering in election campaigns, Catholic Women's League, and community nonprofit boards. She has been an advocate for seniors at both the local and provincial level regarding senior housing. Ted Skiba. Ted is an integral member of the AETA engineering support team with aircraft mechanical and electrical design expertise, enabling the successful completion of flight test programs on virtually all RCAF aircraft fleets. His dedication to quality design and attention to detail has improved safety. John Trefanenko. John provided exemplary service to his constituents by serving as mayor of the town of St. Paul, councillor and member of over 35 boards and committees relating to social services, municipal affairs and education. His most outstanding achievement was being a founding member of the Iron Horse Trail system in East Central. Eva Erlacher. Eva is a successful business owner dedicating her life to the community. Served in municipal office as Reeve and three terms on the NADC. A recipient of Women of Influence Volunteer Award and founding member of CLR3. She has been involved with AISH Appeal Board, Cold Lake Ag Society, and Kinosu Performing Arts. The late Irene Van Brabant. Irene was a founding member of the St. Paul Friends of the Library Society since 1989 and had been chairperson since its inception until her sudden passing this year. She was instrumental in raising funds to build the library and led groups of volunteers, always finding ways to assist public library needs. Belvia Roble, educator, leader, builder, organizer, volunteer, mentor and advocate, involved with Ukrainian relief effort, COVID relief effort, Terry Fox Run and Locks of Love, school breakfasts and hot lunch programs, at Glendon School, Parent School Council, Playground Society, Ag Society, Senior Citizens Club, Historical Society and Church. John Yuchin. John is a very well-respected local businessman. He is involved with many community fundraising events and has supported thousands of people through very difficult times as a local funeral director and community member. He is a man with a huge heart and is always willing to give back.